A lawsuit filed last year to stop the toll lane project on I-77 ended today when a judge rejected claims that that contract is unconstitutional. Toll opponents now hope they can win a political fight to halt the project. WFAE's David Borax reports.
Superior Court Judge Osmond Smith issued his ruling from the bench after 2 hours of arguments. He said it's not the function or duty of the court to halt the project.
These are policy decisions within the authority or purview of the General Assembly and the Department of Transportation.
The citizens group Widen I-77 sued the NCDOT and its private contractor a year ago. The group's leader, Kurt Naas, says it's too early to say if they'll appeal.
We as a group are going to meet and discuss what our next legal options are, but clearly we have several other venues in front of us. And maybe that's what the judge was pointing to, that those are the more appropriate venues and that's where our focus should be.
Those venues include the Charlotte City Council and the Charlotte Regional Transportation Planning Organization, which both have votes on the toll issue coming up. The council will decide on Monday. Widen I-77 had challenged the constitutionality of both the state law allowing public-private partnerships and the DOT's contract with I-77 Mobility Partners, a subsidiary of Spanish construction giant Cintra. Earlier in Friday's hearing, the judge declined Widen I-77's request to pause the case. Mitchell Carlin, a lawyer for I-77 Mobility Partners, welcomed the end of the suit.
Yeah, we're very pleased with the outcome and very gratified by the judge's remarks. We look forward to completing the project and having the citizens of the state benefit from it for many years to come.
The NCDOT said in a statement it appreciates the judge's decision and now is awaiting the outcome of the two local votes. It warned if the project is canceled, it could cost between $82 and $300 million in penalties. The area would have to redo its long-range transportation plans, and it could lose $145 million in bonus transportation funds, the DOT has promised. Work began in November to add optional toll lanes on 26 miles of I-77 from the Brookshire Freeway in Charlotte to exit 36 in Mooresville. It's the first project of its kind in North Carolina to use a private company to build and operate toll lanes. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.